This is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the bomb cake.
'15-16 ends for FC United at Broadhurst Park on Saturday, when champion Solihull Moors are the visitors. The Moors clinched the title on April the 12th, but have subsequently lost home games to now relegated Hensford Town and Chorley. The Reds upset the form books at Damson Park in March, winning 2-1 after Jerome Wright opened the scoring after 28 seconds. Moore's leading scorer, Akwasi Asante, levelled just before the interval, only for George Thompson to regain the lead for the visitors. Both sides have taken 3 wins and 10 points from the last 6 fixtures. Last Saturday's 1-0 win at Gainsborough Trinity was an improvement on Newton Heath's 2-0 defeat on their first visit 120 years ago. Solihull Moors were founded in 2007 by the merger of Moor Green and Solihull Borough. They share the ground with Birmingham City Ladies team, with whom Moors boss Marcus Bignut began his managerial career while still a player at Crewe Alexandra. The visitors have lost just once away all season, 6-0 at Harrogate Town. Striker Stephen Moore won the FA Youth Cup with Aston Villa in 2003, as did Craig Linfield with Liverpool in 2006 and 2007. Midfielder Darren Byfield made 7 Premier League appearances for Aston Villa between 1997 and 99, and won 6 caps for Jamaica in 2003. FC will remain in 13th if Bradford City or Gloucester City failed to win. If Carl Marginson's men can complete the double over the Midlands side, and Stalybridge Celtic failed to win at home, the Reds will finish in 12th. With Corby Town already demoted, Brackley Town must beat Tamworth to have any chance of survival. Otherwise, next season's fixture list will not feature any trips to Northamptonshire. With Darlington 1883 already promoted to National League North, Salford City's playoff final with Workington will also give the division more of a northern feel for 2016-17. Here is Andrea True Connection with More, More, More.
This is FCUM Radio. If you want facts, then you've come to the right place.